The Monroe City School System welcomed the first of three finalists for the position of superintendent on Monday. Kathleen Harris, assistant superintendent for the Raytown School District in Kansas City, Missouri, addressed stakeholder groups throughout the day. In a community meeting held at Sally Humble Elementary, she addressed her top priority if hired as the district's next superintendent.
Well, if it weren't for the children, we wouldn't be in education. So my number one priority is, and always will be, to make sure that students are adequately prepared to go forward and take their future and be viable, productive, happy citizens wherever they choose to live. That's important.
Harris, born in Monroe, has resided in Arkansas, Michigan, and Missouri. She still has family in Monroe and says part of the appeal and the opportunity was the similar environment of her current district and that of Monroe.
It's a similar size district in a college town, and that means there are academics in the town as well as blue-collar workers. So it's a nice environment when you think about working with the school district.
Harris says the superintendent should start by being a listener and to hear from all parties involved with the school system.
I think that in order to be able to be a good superintendent, you have to listen to what people have to say. And listening means meeting with groups of people. But that's one of the things that superintendents should do, is listen, so that you can evaluate and know where you are and what you have so that you can use it to reach your goals, and that's improved student achievement.
As students are adequately prepared, Harris says the system will meet its goals. While state supervisor of instruction in Missouri, she oversaw 23 school districts in implementing a school improvement program. She believes in a global backward design, which encompasses program evaluation for the district. Board members would take a hands-on approach in evaluations, including curriculum development and assessment. Harris says that would be part of her role as superintendent in working with the board.
Boards need to be developed just as principals and teachers need to be developed so that kids meet our learning goals for them. We need to make sure that the adults who are in charge of things understand what their roles and responsibilities are as well.
Harris says she would strive for a student-centered philosophy and a standardized curriculum to improve achievement, especially at the middle and high school level. She recognizes that federal government initiatives such as Race to the Top are becoming a trend that state education and local school districts will need to address.
The federal government wants an accounting of how well teachers in public school districts are preparing kids. It's important that we have a standardized curriculum, that we have good, sound instruction, and then we have evaluation that helps us understand whether or not we're doing what we set out to do.
Ultimately, Harris says the design of academic development for students and professional development for the board and administration will lead the system to reaching its goals. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.